Yeah.
So today, as you can see, we have Sayadaw here, who will give a metta talk. Let's pay respect to the Buddha by recite. Sorry, some technical challenges here. Now it should work. So we start by paying respect to the Buddha and recite the Namo Tassa three times.
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa.
Alum Jamma Channa Jambadi.
May all of you be well, happy, and peaceful.
Jigulu Midda Deya Najaja Midda Deya Gu Bhamya Atuja Deya Dwe.
Sayadaw is very happy and pleased that all of you are now engaging in the practice of metta meditation and listening to the metta dhamma talk. Now Sayadaw will explain the Buddha's incredible, powerful, and big
metta.
The Buddha's metta is incredibly strong and powerful, and his metta was still very strong and powerful for Venerable Devadatta, a monk who tried to kill the Buddha on several occasions. So the Buddha's metta for Venerable Devadatta was still as strong as it was for his son Rahula.
Devra ne Yahula tadare tabiro chicken yanure.
So the Buddha placed Venerable Devadatta and his son Rahula on the same level. He had metta for both of them equally.
Nadugua Yadabiahu.
Or else there was Angulimala who followed the Buddha with a knife and wanted to kill him. And likewise, the Buddha was full of metta for Angulimala in the same way as he was full of metta for his son Rahula. Or else, the Buddha was full of metta for the killer elephant Nalagiri, who was supposed to kill the Buddha. So he had the same strength of metta for this elephant Nalagiri as he had for his son Rahula.
မြတ်စွာဘုရားရဲ့မေတ္တာတော်ဟာဘုသူ့ဘုမဆိုတသားတယ်ချစ်ခင်မြတ်နိုးတယ
် So the Buddha's metta was equally strong for each living being
မြတ်စွာဘုရားရဲ့စိတ်တော်မှာမုန်းတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ရဲ့လို့မရှိဘူးယန္တူရဲ့လို့လည်းမရှိဘူးတဲ့
In the Buddha's mind there was no being he considered to be an enemy there was no being he hated
အဲ့ဒီလိုတတ္တဝါအလုံးအပေါ်မှာတဏှီတညာတဲ့မေတ္တာထားနိုင်အောင်ဒီကြိုးစားဆောင်ရွက်နေကျင်ပေးရမယ
် So we have to cultivate and engage in the practice of metta meditation until our metta becomes so strong that it is equally strong for each living being.
ဒီပုဂ္ဂိုလ်တော့ချစ်ခင်တယ်ဟိုပုဂ္ဂိုလ်တော့မချစ်ခင်ဘူးဒီလိုမရှိရဘူး。
So it should not be the case that we love some people and that we don't love other people.
ဒီပုဂ္ဂိုလ်တော့ချစ်တယ်ဟိုပုဂ္ဂိုလ်တော့မုန်းတယ်လို့ဒီလိုလဲသိတဲ့မှာမထားရဘူ
း So we should not have thoughts that there are people we are friendly with and that there are people we are not friendly with
ဒီနေ့ဘုရားတို့ဘုရားကြီးရမှာခုနှစ်ရက်တရားစခန်းသွားပြီးပြုလုပ်တယ်
So recently Sayadaw was in Bodh Gaya in India where he conducted a meditation retreat.
အဲဒီမှာသူဘုရားတို့၄-၅ယောက်လောက်ဝိုင်းပြီးစကားပြောနေကြတယ်.
So there about 4 or 5 people were talking with each other.
အဲဒီမှာရှင်တကောင်ကလူတယောက်ကိုလာပြီးကြိုက်တယ်.
And at that time, a mosquito was biting one of these persons. And so this person who was bitten by the mosquito swapped or killed the mosquito. So the mosquito died.
သူကပြောတယ်။တပြည့်တော်မေတ္တာတရားပွားတယ်တဲ့ဒါပေမဲ့ချင်းရဲတဲ့ကြွက်ကဲတဲ့ကြဘိုးရဲတဲ့သူတို့ကိုမေတ္တာပို့လို့မရဘူးတဲ့
This person said that he was cultivating metta, practicing metta, but he could not cultivate metta for mosquitoes, for rats, and for bed bugs.
အဲ့ဒါယောဂီတို့မေတ္တာတရားပွားတဲ့ကံမှာလေအဲ့ဒီလိုမရှိသေးဘူးဘသူတော့မေတ္တာရှိတယ်ဘသူတော့မေတ္တာမပို့နိုင်ဘူးဒီလိုမရှိရဘူးအားလုံးပေါ်မှာမေတ္တာပွားနိုင်ရမယ်မေတ္တာထားနိုင်ရမယ
် So now that you are engaging in the cultivation of loving kindness you should be able to cultivate metta for each living being It should not be the case that you can cultivate metta for some people or beings but not being able to cultivate for other people or living beings.
မေတ္တာပွားတိုင်းမေတ္တာပွားတိုင်းမြတ်စွာဘုရားရဲ့မေတ္တာတော်ကိုအာယုံပြုအတုယူပြီးတော့မေတ္တာပွားရမယ်.
So you should be inspired by the Buddha whenever you cultivate metta so that you can cultivate metta for all living beings.
အဲ့ဒီမေတ္တာတရားဖြစ်ပေါ်လာဘူးမေတ္တာတို့ဖြစ်ပေါ်လာဘူးမေတ္တာတို့ရဲ့တမန်ကြောင်းလေးကိုဒီနေ့နည်းနည်းပြောခြင်းနဲ
့ Sayadaw today Sayadaw wants to explain how the Metta Sutta the discourse on loving kindness came into existence
မြတ်စွာဘုရားရှင်လက်ထက်တော်ကယဟန်တော်900ဒီနေ့ကျတော့မြတ်စွာဘုရားတန်လာပြီးတော့လျှောက်တယ်တပည့်တော်တို့ဟိုတော့ထဲမှာဝါတွင်တရားအထုသွားလိုပါတယ်ဗျာတဲ့
At the time of the Buddha a group of 500 monks went to the Buddha and said Venerable sir during the rainy season, the 3 months of the rainy season, we want to go into a forest and practice meditation. And they said, so please give us instructions on how to practice Vipassana meditation. That's why the Buddha then gave instructions on how to practice Vipassana meditation based on the discourse on the foundations of mindfulness, the Satipatthana Sutta. So the monks then understood how to practice Vipassana meditation. So then as Vasa, the rainy season was approaching, this group of 500 monks, they took their bowls, ropes, and went in search for a suitable place to stay. One day they saw or came to a big village. And as the monks approached this village, the villagers were full of respect for these monks. And they asked the monks, where are you going? And the monks replied, we are looking for a suitable place to stay for the practice of meditation. And the villagers replied, so in this case, do not go any further, anywhere else, but stay here. A bit outside of the village, there is this big forest. There you can stay and practice meditation. And they further said, when you stay there in this forest, we will come and offer you the meals so we can practice generosity. And when you will give a Dhamma talk, we will come and listen to the talk. So the monks were pleased, were happy to have this place, and they decided to stay in that forest for the time of the rainy season. And so with that, the villagers built little huts for each of these 500 monks. So then the monks went to their huts. Each monk had one hut, and so they started to practice meditation. In that forest, there were three devas living, like devas, celestial beings, who live in trees and bushes. So these devas, they noticed when the monks came to stay in the forest.
Mm.
And they notice, yeah, these monks have come and they seem to have good sila, virtuous conduct. But then they reflected that it was not suitable for them to live up in the trees, like living in a higher place, than these monks endowed with pure virtuous conduct. That's why they came down from their trees and stayed down on the ground. The devas, however, thought that these monks would stay maybe 1-2 days and then would continue their journey. However, that was not the case. In the morning, the monks went for alms round into the village, went back to the forest and had their meal. So then after some days, the devas realized that this monk would probably stay longer in that forest. But for us to live down on the ground, that's not good, not convenient. However, as long as the monks stay here, it's not proper for us to go up into the trees and live up there. And the devas decided to do something to chase the monks away or cause a condition that would be not suitable for the monks to stay on. And they reflected what to do, how to do. And so an idea was to create beings without a head in order to frighten the monks. Or that they would create beings only with a head, without a body. Or that they would create beings looking very ugly. Or that they would produce loud and frightening sounds. Or they would produce ugly smells to frighten the monks. So, you know, we can say that they were creating ghosts. And the monks, seeing these ghosts, some of them got a headache, some got a running nose, others got a fever. And so this prevented these monks from practicing meditation. Because they were so afraid, they were so frightened by these beings, so they could no longer really practice meditation. This broke their concentration.
ဒီတော့ထဲမှာဆက်ပြီးဝါဆိုတရားထုတ်လို့မဖြစ်ဘူ
း So the monks came together. They were discussing, saying, you know, under these circumstances, we cannot continue to practice meditation here during the rainy season.
ဒါကြောင့်တို့မြတ်စွာဘုရားတန်ပြန်ညစို့ဆိုပြီးတော့ပြန်လာကြတယ
် And they decided, let's go back to see the Buddha. And with that, they left.
မြတ်စွာဘုရားတန်ရောက်တဲ့အခါကျတော့ဒီအကြောင်းစုံကိုပြန်ပြီးလျှောက်ကြတယ
် And when they met the Buddha they explained their experiences
မြတ်စွာဘုရားဒီပြတော်တို့တရားထုတ်လို့အစဉ်ပြေမဲ့အခြားတဏှာကိုညွှန်ကြားတော်မူပါလို့လျှောက်တယ
် And then they asked the Buddha to please show them or give them another more suitable placeor to point out a more suitable place for the practice of meditation.
And my sister said, Chitaru, Acha, Bema, Tuabu, Ya, Zimaku, Ne, Eri, Niya, Be, Bien, Bi, Diya, Atu, Ja, Ba, Lu, Mei, Ne.
And then the Buddha said, My dear monks, do not think of going somewhere else to practice meditation. Go back to exactly that same place.
Eri, Dua, Guru, De, Mi, Ruru,မပြန်မရစေနဲ့ဗျာတဲ့မပြန်ရဲပါဘူးလို့ပြောတယ
် But the monk said oh please do not send us back to that forest we are afraid of returning
ဘာကြောင့်လို့လို့ဆိုတော့အဲ့ဒီတော့တရေအာမ၆ပါတယ်ဗျာတဲ့
Why are we afraid the monk said because there are ghosts in that forest
အဲ့ဒါမြတ်စွာဘုရားကမဟုတ်ဘူးအဲ့ဒီတော့ထဲမှာပဲပြန်ပြီးအထုတ်ကြတင်းတို့ကပထမသွားစဉ်ကတော့ဟိုလက်ထက်မှာလက်နဲ့မပါဘဲနဲ့သွားကြတာတဲ့
But the Buddha said no you go back to that forest and you were afraid because when you went there you didn't have a weapon with you
ယခုငါပြားရှင်ကိုရမြတ်ကလက်နဲ့ပေးလိုက်မယ
် However now I will give you a weapon
So the Mya Sabya Gaurama Metta to Pucha Bhi Lai De.
And then the Buddha gave the discourse on loving kindness, the Metta Sutta.
Yanariya Mya Sabya Bhi De Metta to Gu Yubwa Bhi Ro Aido Gu Bhyan Jwa Dwa De.
After that, the monks went back to that forest and on the way they were reciting the Metta Sutta all the time.
အဲ့မေတ္တာသုံးဆိုတာမေတ္တာရဲ့သဘောတရားတွေပါတယ်မေတ္တာပွားများဘုံကိုပါတယ်မေတ္တာပွားများခြင်းကြောင့်ရနိုင်တဲ့အကျိုးတရားတွေပါရှိတယ
် In the Metta Sutta or contained in the Metta Sutta is the quality of metta how to cultivate metta how to practice metta meditationand also the benefits of the practice of metta meditation
any metta to ko yupat pi twa ro nat de ga chit khin myan nu la de
so returning in this way to that forest the devas living there they were full of admiration and respect for these monks
tu ru sai de ma belu dong thin twa de le so yin ku sui ku myu de a cha မြို့ရွာသွားပြီးအဲ့ဒီမြို့ရွာကနေပြန်လာတယ်လို့ဒီလိုစေတဲ့မအောင်ပြီ
And for the devas it was like these monks coming back for them it was like their relatives came back after having visited another place
ဒါအလုံးကြုံမှုမှာပေါ့ကိုယ်ဆွေကိုသားသမီးကိုယ်အမေဖေတဏှာရာကိုသွားလို့ပြန်လာတဲ့အခါမှာအလုံးကသဘောကျခြင်းနဲ့ပြုံးပြီးကြိုးဆိုကြတာ
So it was like the parents or the children went to visit a different place and then came back home so like welcoming their family or their relatives they welcomed the monks
အဲ့ဒီလိုပဲအခုယဟန်တော်တွေပြန်ကြလာတာကိုနတ်တရားအသာတကြီးကြီးညိုပြီးကြိုးဆိုကြတယ
် So likewise Now that these monks came back, they welcomed them heartedly with lots of respect.
And it was just so, And
so in this way, the monks could stay in that forest and engage in the practice of meditation without any disturbances. So the devas did not disturb anymore the monks, and they even protected the monks from other possible disturbances. So in this way, the monks could practice happily without any dangers. And practicing in this way, all the 500 monks became arahants during that rainy season. They all became fully enlightened. So there are lots of benefits based on the practice of metta. So those meditators who practice with the aim of realizing Nibbana, becoming fully liberated, even these meditators need metta as a base. So practicing metta as a base for the practice of vipassana meditation. So when we dwell in metta, when we do things full of metta, then we will be loved by others. And we will be respected.
Now,
and if one lives filled with metta, then there will be harmony.
And
if it can be harmonious with others, then all our work, our endeavors will be successful. And if we act and speak based on metta, then others who see and hear that, it will make them happy.
And
whoever associates with a metta person, then that metta person will never lose their friends. So if you want to experience all these benefits, then you should engage in the cultivation of metta. So there are three levels of metta: kayakamma metta, metta based on physical actions; vachikamma metta, metta speech based on metta; and manokamma metta, thoughts based on metta. So the wish that all beings be happy and can live at ease and in peace, so that's a metta thought. That's a mental metta thought. So this is metta manokamma. And so, if one engages in actions that are based on the attitude of metta, then this is called kaya kama metta, metta based physical actions.
အဲ့ဒီမေတ္တာတရားနဲ့ပြောဆိုပြုလို့ပြောဆိုနေတယ်ညွှန်ကြားနေတယ်ဆုံးမနေတယ်ဆိုလို့ရှိရင်ဒါဝစီကံမေတ္တာလို့ခေါ်တယ
် And if one speaks based on the attitude of metta then this is called vachikamma metta metta based speech
ဒါကြောင့်အလုံးကာယကံမေတ္တာဝစီကံမေတ္တာမနောကံမေတ္တာတရားတကူတွေကိုစီထားပြီးတော့
So may all of you be able to cultivate metta in body, speech, and mind. And based on this practice, may you and all living beings be peaceful and happy.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
See you later.
See you later.
Okay, bye.
Otto.
Seven Soya Baro.
Yes. One point, yeah. You saw it.
Formal sitting. While Arya gets herself rearranged over there. And before we do, I wanted to say just a few words about the category we will be working with beginning today. Not very many words, but just a few. Today we'll be making the transition from the benefactor.To a category we all call the dear friend. And those of you who've done a lot of metta practice know this category quite well, but just as a reminder and for those who are new, the dear friend, like the benefactor, like the respected person, is someone we see the goodness in. So metta is easily aroused. But the difference being is that we have a close,loving relationship with this person. The person needs to be alive in this life and not somebody with whom we have a romantic relationship. So a parent, a child, a beloved grandparent, somebody, a dear friend. This is also another name we use for this category, the dear friend.Somebody we love a lot, somebody who is very easy for us to be around. And the relationship should be not complicated. So if you choose a parent, in Burma, a parent is usually a very uncomplicated relationship. Many people in the West have a different relationship to their parents. So make sure the relationship is easy, uncomplicated, colored by any friction or potential difficulty. Sayadaw described very beautifully at the beginning of this talk today the boundlessness of metta, how pure metta is equal for our children, for our enemies. And the mind can't open all at once to this. So we begin slowly.And as we go through the categories, the metta becomes more and more powerful, the momentum of the metta becomes stronger, the power of the metta becomes stronger, so that gradually we can open even to our enemies in the same way. So in starting with the respected person and now the dear friend, we start where it's relatively easy, and with the dear friend, we begin to encounter more complications.Because we're close to this person, we know them well. The relationship may be easy and uncomplicated, but there's always some little bit of unwholesomeness that can come into our relationship with this person. Perhaps it's clinging, sentimental attachment, which in the text is called the near enemy of metta, because it looks like metta, but it's not. Perhaps there's some friction we didn't even know was there, and it gets uncovered in the practice. If these states arise in your practice today, please don't worry. This is normal. This is totally the point of the practice. As I think Ariya said, this is a relational practice. So this is bound to arise. This is the beginning of the purification. And that will be, I think, the talk today about purification. So choosing somebody before we sit today, and often the first thought is the best thought. Whoever springs to mind immediately, so long as there is no potential sexual attraction. So it's said in the texts, the same gender as you. Now we would say, whatever gender you're least attracted to. So before we sit, just taking a moment to reflect, who comes to mind immediately? And as you did with the benefactors, staying with this person through the sitting. So please get comfortable, close your eyes, and beginning to radiate metta in the very same way, using the same phrase, the same general phrase you've used already for yourself and for the benefactor. Cultivating metta through this dear friend. At the beginning of the practice, each session, or particularly now when there have been many words, it can be helpful to take a few moments to settle back into the body. Being aware in an easy, kind way, whatever sensations are arising and being known. And bringing this kind attention to the heart center, breathing into it for a few moments before beginning the practice of metta. And now taking up the metta bhavana, the cultivation of loving kindness. You may spend a few moments at the beginning, if it's easier for you, with yourself or the benefactor, whichever is easier. Establishing the flow of well-wishing as you have been doing, as you have been cultivating these last days in the same way. And now moving on to this dear friend. Bringing them to heart and mind with an image or a memory or simply the felt sense of their presence. And really connecting with this sense of who this person is. And picking up your phrase, beginning to offer well-wishing for them, radiating this well-wishing. Connecting with the meaning of the phrase as you say it silently to yourself. And in the silence of the sitting, no matter what arises, keep returning to this. Developing a continuity of inclining the mind to this kind, benevolent well-wishing for the dear friend. Beginning again, as many times as you need to. Moment to moment to moment, planting seeds of kindness. So thank you for your practice, everybody. And in the next 24 hours, in the formal sitting and in the formal walking, continue, please, with this dear friend. And it really helps to stay with the same person. That increases the concentration, settles the mind. And in, of course, the general activities, you can stay with a dear friend or really be responsive to conditions, radiating metta to whomever you're with, or to all beings, or anybody in the room, or the people in the same train carriage, or wherever you happen to be. The main thing to emphasize in our general activities is that kind inclination over and over again, the maintenance of a continuity of that inclination for whomever. And this is what carries us into our daily life. This is what allows us to radiate metta anywhere we happen to be and whatever we happen to be doing. It's a wonderful bridge to a busier world. So you have a wonderful opportunity to do this. And then using the specific intensive practice to supercharge that connectivity and that training. That's really what helps to hold the metta in general activities. So I'll turn you over now to Aria for the questions and the chanting with heartfelt well-wishing for a fruitful retreat day today with the dear friend. An interesting retreat day today. New places in the heart and mind.
Thank you, sister. So now again, there is this open space for your questions.
Hello, Aria.
Yes, please.
I chose my dearest friend, and she is in the process of dying. So I'm overwhelmed. When I started the metta, I became overwhelmed, so I stopped and went back to myself. So I don't know if it's wise to continue, but on the other hand, I feel the desire to wish her well in this process. So what do you advise? Go back and forth to me and then to her? Or maybe park it for a while and choose someone else? I don't know.
Yes, thank you, Anna. As Ayavirañani has said in her instructions dealing with metta for a dear friend, you know, basically, especially to begin with, it should be an easy relationship with no challenge in it. And so with your friend dying, yes, that can be a challenge. And when you say that you are overwhelmed, get overwhelmed with that friend, yeah, then for the time being might not be an appropriate person. But of course I understand that you want to cultivate metta for her, wishing her well. So, as you have said, you know, this might be a way to do it. Start with yourself, cultivate metta for yourself, and when you think, you know, the mind is calm, the metta is present, or even strong for yourself, then make the bridge to this friend and say, just as myself, as I want to be happy and well, may my friend be happy and well. May Claudia be happy and well, whatever the name of this friend is. And just stay with this friend as long as you do not get overwhelmed. But when, you know, you feel overwhelmed again, go back to yourself. So in this way, doing it for this dear friend, but, you know, for you, that's a very personal instruction. You might also choose another friend who is not dying, who has no big challenges in their life, and at times just do a session of metta for this other friend, just to see how that is, kind of for an uncomplicated dear friend.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome. Then we have Rania, please.
Thank you. I have a question about, because last night I felt very unkind to myself during the practice. So there are a lot of negative thoughts towards myself. So when I was saying these phrases to the benefactor, it felt kind of on autopilot. And then I felt like, what's the point in doing this when I'm not really kind to myself? So, and I try to see this as thoughts or as, you know, just feelings in the body, just be aware of them, but they took over and kind of like doubting the whole practice during that time. Do you have any suggestions on what I can do?
Yes. Thank you, Rania. So the cultivation of loving kindness takes different persons as objects for our practice of cultivating this loving and kind, benevolent attitude. So it's a training. And as you say, you know, sometimes we are not in that kind and loving space. But part of this practice, of this mental training, is to do it anyway. Not waiting for the conditions to be perfect to do it. So there might be, you might not be kind to yourself, but, you know, can you put it aside to the degree that, you know, cultivating for the benefactor, you do it, and even if it feels like just saying the phrases automatically, but, you know, already doing it, inclining the mind to do this while wishing, that's already a good start. And here, what we have already said a number of times, patience and perseverance comes in. You know, just do it for the sake of doing, for the sake of training a new conditioning of the mind, namely cultivating kind thoughts. You know, even if you don't feel that they come from the depths of your heart, but formulating this metta wish and doing it, that's a first step in the right direction. And, you know, if really you think, oh, you know, get so frustrated or disappointed, maybe then just switch to do metta for all living beings. You know, in a very general way, because, you know, all general beings is much more spacious and no particular being stands out, no issues usually come up. So that could be a way to at least occupy the mind with cultivating metta.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Somebody else? Yes, Claudia, please.
So, two questions. One is that I was aware that I can just repeat it automatically, and it feels like giving a job to the monkey mind. That he's busy, or the mind busy with this, and this is like, you know, it turns on its own in the mind. And it becomes easy in this way. And after a while, I recognize that I can continue the practice, and there are other thoughts, and then this is, one is more in the forefront and one is more in the backfront. Like it goes together.
Yes. So, you know, you're not alone in this. Many other people experience this. And I think you can see it from people nodding their head or going like this. So, again, you know, engaging in this practice, we come to notice habits of the mind. You know, as we try to cultivate the metta, you know, paying some attention to do this practice, we become aware that the mind is doing so many other things, because the mind is used to do all these things, the monkey mind, jumping here, jumping there, and so on. So that's why, you know, the metta practice, you know, it's a samatha-based practice. We just cultivate this quality of the heart and mind, but it also needs some awareness or some mindfulness to do this practice, to stay mindful that we, for example, repeat these phrases, mindful of the meaning of the words we say. But, yeah, we might fall in the habit of just automatically repeating the phrases, but at one stage we notice it. And that's the moment when we can kind of pause a moment, and then, you know, take a breath, so to speak, and continue or go on trying to really connect to the meaning of the words. And this may last for some minutes or so, and then you fall into automatic pilot again. And then you notice it. So that's when the mindfulness comes in, you know, that we have fallen into a habit. And to undo habits, that's part of this purification practice. So don't be discouraged when you notice it many times, but, you know, with the metta attitude, with kindness, acknowledge it, falling into monkey mind or repetition, okay, I try again to bring in more mindfulness, more awareness.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And another experience is that I did a melody with the phrases, you know. I made a little song, and this gives more energy or more freshness. It makes it more easy.
That's a possibility, you know, no problem with this. As we have said, you know, also the metta chants can be used for practice. And so, you know, if you are alone even if it's silently reciting the words with a melody, that's fine. You know, if it's a support for your practice, then do it in this way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, if there is nobody else right now, we go to the metta chants. And we will start on page 2. That's the Burmese Metta chant, followed by the sharing of merit in Burmese as well. We'll do the upper part 3 times in Burmese, and then the sharing of merit 3 times in Burmese. We'll begin. Alon tatavadvi chamma chabasi chanda chabasi kosiya kinchabasi seisiya kinchabasi asasa ayaya asimhi chabasi alon tatavadvi Jamma chabasi, chanda chabasi, kosiya kinchabasi, seisiya kinchabasi, asasa ayaya asimhi chabasi. Alam tatavadvi Jamma chabasi, chanda chabasi, kosiya kinchabasi, seisiya kinchabasi, asasa ayaya asimhi chabasi. Abhmiya, 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 yuta mocha bakolo, satu, satu, satu. Abhmiya, 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 yuta mocha bakolo, satu, satu, satu. Abhmiya, 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 hyuta mocha bakolo, satu, satu, satu. Now we go to page 6. At the top of the page, there you have Frida. And this is a song, a chant in Swiss German. It's a canon. So for those of you who are not yet familiar with, I will just say the words so that you get an idea of how to pronounce it. Frida wünsche mir und Frida wünsche dir, Frida für uns alle und für die ganze Welt. Below you have the English translation. I repeat. Frida wünsche mir und Frida wünsche dir, Frida für uns alle und für die ganze Welt. So we will do it a number of times. Those who are familiar, you can do it as a canon. And for the others, you will get the hang of it as we do it. Again. Frida wünsche mir und Frida wünsche dir, Frida für uns alle und für die ganze Welt. Frida wünsche mir und Frida wünsche dir.
für euch alle und für die ganze Welt. Friede wünsche ich mir und Friede wünsche ich dir. Friede für euch alle und für die ganze Welt. Friede wünsche ich mir und Friede wünsche ich Friede wünsch ich dir, Friede für euch alle und für die ganze Welt.
We will stay on this page and go to the bottom of it. It's the Metta Karuna Mudita Upekkha. Again, if you wanted to do it as a canon, that's possible. We'll begin.
Metta Karuna Mudita Upekkha. 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 Metta Karuna Mudita Upekkha.
So with this, we close this online session. There will be interviews today. It's group D, like Doris, with Aya Viranyani, and group A, like Angulimala, with me. And before we really close, I have a request. You know, some of you have come with the request, you know, I have a doctor's appointment or some work commitment that I cannot postpone. Can I go into a different group? And yes, we allowed you to do so. So now my request is for tomorrow's interview group. This would be group B, because tomorrow I have to do some dana on behalf of Metta in Action, our project here in Burma. So after the common session, I have to go. So my suggestion is to do the group interview with the group B 1 hour before the common online session starts. So, you know, it's Elroy, Marcella, Marcella, Marcelo, Martin, Diepenhorst, Martin Lübeck, Zoanette, and Claudia. With Krishna, there is already another agreement. So these people I mentioned, is that possible for you to come to the group interview an hour before, you know, we start the online session? Okay, I see many thumbs up. Great. Thank you so much for your cooperation. So then with this, we say goodbye. Wish you a fruitful ongoing practice, and some of you in my interview groups, some in Ayurveda Jnani's, in 15 minutes from now.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.